ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर वन टेक्स्ट नंबर 36, सो इट्स अ प्रोज, विल जस्ट रीड इट। स एवम् अपरिमितम् अबल पराक्रम एतदा तु देवर्षिर् चरणा अनुशयन अनुपति गुणम् विसर्ग संसर्गे निवृत्तम् इव आत्मनम् मन्यमानम् आत्मनिर्वेद इदमाह। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपड़ बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation: while enjoying his material opulences with full strength and influence, Maharaj Puryavat once began to consider that although he had fully surrendered to great saint Narad and was actually on the path of Krishna consciousness, he had somehow become again entangled in material activities. Thus his mind now became restless and he began to speak in a spirit of renunciation. Purport: in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.17 it is said, Tektva sadharmam chanam bhujam hare bhajanna apakko tatha pateta tato yadi yatra kava artham abudha amushakim ko artha apta bhajatam swadharmata. One who has forsaken his material occupation to engage in devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. If one somehow or other comes to the shelter of a great Vaishnava, takes to Krishna consciousness because of sentiment or realization, but in course of time falls down because of immature understanding, he is not actually fallen, for his having engaged in Krishna consciousness is a permanent asset. If one falls down, therefore his progress might be checked for a certain time, but it will again become manifest at an opportunate moment. Although Puryavrata Maharaj was serving according to the instructions of Narad Muni meant for going back to Godhead, he returned to material affairs at the request of his father. In due course of time, however, his consciousness for serving Krishna reawakened by the grace of his spiritual master Narada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Bhrashto Abhijayate. One who has fallen down from the process of bhakti yoga is again offered the opulence of the demigod, and after enjoying such material opulences, he is given a chance to take birth in a noble family of pure brahmana or a rich family, to be given the chance to revive his Krishna consciousness. This actually happened in the life of Priyavrat. He is a most glorious example of this truth. In due course of time, he no longer wanted to enjoy his material opulences and his wife, kingdom and sons. Instead, he wanted to renounce them all. Therefore, after having described the material opulences of Maharaj Priyavrat, Sukhdeva Goswami in this verse describes his tendency for renunciation. The words Devarshi Charna Anushayana indicate that Maharaj Priyavrat, having fully surrendered to great sage Devarshi Narad, was strictly following all the devotional process and regulative principles under his direction. In regard to strictly following the regulative principles, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Dandavat Pranamas Tan Anupatita. By immediately offering obeisances, Dandavat, unto the spiritual master, and by strictly following his directions, the student become advanced. Maharaj Priyavrat was doing all these things regularly. As long as one is in the material world, He has to be under the influence of the modes of nature. Guna Visarga. It is not that Maharaj Priyavrat was free from the material influence because he possessed all material opulences. In this material world, both the very poor man and the very rich man are under material influence. For both wealthy and poverty are creations of the modes of nature. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Prakrute Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa. According to the modes of material nature we acquire, the material nature gives us the facility for material enjoyment. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing the activities of Maharaj Priyavrat, son of Swayambhu Manu and disciple of Narad Muni. These are the discussions of all great souls, and as we see, we have heard in the narration of Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, that how all so many great souls appear in the same family, Ashuchinam, Srimatam, Gehe. Similarly, here if we see the family of Priyavrat Maharaj going ahead, it's a great family. First was Swayambhu Manu, then was Priyavrat Maharaj, both pure devotees, and then was Maharaj Agnidhara, then King Nabhi, then King Rushabhdev, then 100 sons of Rushabhdev, which had Bharat Maharaj. He also perfected his life after 3 births. And among his brothers of Bharat Maharaj were now Yogendras, who were pure devotees of the Lord since birth, and the family goes on like that. So we see this is the great mercy of Lord Krishna. As in the beginning it is said, Tattvasa dharmam charam bhujam hare bhajanna apako atha pateta tato yadi yatra kava abhadram amusha abuja amushakim kovartha apto bhajatam swadharmatha. That what loss is there if somebody surrenders to Krishna but he cannot fulfill, because he has done at least some achievement on a permanent scale. And if somebody is successful, but he is successful in material life, then the whole life is, the scale itself is temporary. At the time of death, all his achievements are going to become zero. His, as we say, there is some saying, we come naked and we go naked or something like that. So, whatever we may achieve in this whole life, name, fame, wealth, gross, subtle things, at the time of death, everything is gone. And sometimes some material fame may be there, like we see some kings, but how long does it last? At the most few hundred, as the Kali Yuga is progressing, nobody even remembers just 2-3 prime ministers back or something like that. And some kings we remember, and something very, because of this nature of Kali Yuga, very less people in India remember nowadays. Young boys remember who fought for their independence. Very less to remember. So the material fame has gone. And what to speak of some history. It may last for a few hundred more years. That's all. But we see this history of Priyavrata Maharaj, which we don't know which manvantara or which kalpa it took place some long, long time back. But still their fame is still being discussed. And that is certainly a fame in material world. But still we see these great souls when they surrender to Krishna or anyone. If he surrenders and somehow or other, because of some reason, he cannot continue his progress in this life. Srila Prabhupada is saying here, there is no loss, because that is a permanent asset. And this is very nicely explained in the story of Avanti Brahman. We know Avanti Brahman apparently was a great materialistic, although he was a Brahman. In the sense, he had acquired lots of wealth. He wanted more and more. He was doing everything to protect his wealth and increase it. But still, somehow or other, by Krishna's mercy, he can say, whatever he had, completely it was taken away. It is said that because he had to enjoy the results of pious activities, he was enjoying the wealth. But when the pious activities were finished off, then all his enjoyment went away. And the example is given, is just like, up till we water a tree, the branches are green and fresh. But when we stop watering the tree, the branches dry out. Similarly, we can enjoy in this world till we have the resource water of punya karma. But But when that punya karma resources are over, then our all enjoyment is just vanish. Somehow or other they vanish. But when his reactions of all punya karma or pious activities were over, but still automatically he developed inclination towards serving the Supreme Lord. And Srila Jiva Goswami explains in this reference that although in this whole tree all the branches of pious activities were dried up, but one small branch was still fresh, and that small branch was bhaktyonmukh sukruti, some pious activity is related to devotional service. So whether there is, that branch will never dry up. The branches of sinful activities or pious activities, as per the supply, may be green or may be dried up. But in this life of Avanti Brahman, there is a small branch of spiritually positive pious activities, we call it Sukruti, that small branch was there. And even though all the pious activities branches dried, no good results, but this small branch remained, and that reminded him of that now is the time that he should start surrendering to Krishna. So we see in this verse, this same point is made by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, if we see, if this green branch would not have been there, all the gains of Avanti Brahmana were actually nullified, become zero. Useless, he has lost everything now. But this green branch remained. As similar question is asked by Arjun to Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, that if somebody takes to spiritual life, and if he cannot fulfill spiritual life, then what will happen? And Krishna guarantees, ha partha naive ha naam utra, vinashas tasya vidyate, nahi kalyana prut kashchit, durgatim tata gachati. That, oh my dear Arjun, don't worry. Anyone who has done some good, nahi durgatim, will never attain any durgati. Always he will progress slowly but steadily. As Srila Prabhupada explains, sometimes because of his fall down, the progress might be checked for a certain time. For a certain time, his progress might be checked. Maybe he might be required to be more purified or whatever it is as per Krishna's plan. And we see similarly, when somebody surrenders to Krishna, Krishna protects. Rakshati iti vishwaso. Sometimes some people ask, if I take a spiritual life, and if I fall down, or if I cannot complete, there is no need to doubt like that. Whatever happens, Krishna is protect. Rakshati iti vishwaso. We have to just surrender to Krishna. Then whatever happens, let Krishna protect. That's not our part. Our part is to surrender. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita does not say that you think whether you will succeed, or whether you can manage in this life, or whether you cannot manage in this life. He says, just surrender to me, and I will protect you from all the sinful reactions. And when one surrenders, Krishna takes charge and he protects us. In this 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, it is said that even Narad Muni makes such a point. Narad Muni, it's a very different point, but some reference is there. That the 11th canto, 2nd chapter begins in such a way that King Vasudev, who is now seeing that Krishna's pastimes are going to be wrapped up now, and he is under anxiety, maybe I have perfected my life or not. Although he is King Vasudev, the father of Lord Krishna, certainly an advanced perfect devotee, but still out of humility he has doubt whether I have perfected my life or not. So because Narad Muni was most of the time available in Dwarka because of Krishna's presence, he takes the opportunity to ask from Narad Muni, then please instruct me, you are a great devotee. And before asking, he said exactly, he glorifies Narad Muni for his spiritual qualities, and then he asks. So Narad Muni replies, oh very nice, you are asking questions which are good for all the society. But then he says, today you have made me remember my Lord, the supremely blissful personality of Godhead Narayan. The Supreme Lord is so auspicious that whoever hears and chants about him becomes completely pious. So here there is different pastime. Narad Muni did not forget God, but still he is thanking Vasudev, because Vasudev reminded Narad Muni of his spiritual master, Narayan Narayan Rishi, who has instructed Narad Muni in the matters of spiritual. Also Narad Muni's spiritual master is Brahmaji also. We are in the Parampara, but also he has taken instructions about spiritual topics from Naran Narayan Rishi in Badrikashram. So when Vasudev asked questions, Narad Muni was actually so engaged in serving Krishna that he had actually forgotten Naran Narayan Rishi, which are both actually former Supreme Lord. But still he answers. But still Jiva Goswami gives an explanation to this point. So Jiva Goswami says that the word here, smarita means reminded, is very important. It indicates he is brought back to memory. It indicates that because Narad's absorption in the worship of Krishna had forgotten, because of worship of Krishna he had forgotten Naran Narayan. In other words, if in intense engagement in devotional service, it makes one to sometimes forget the personality of Godhead, by Krishna's arrangement, a sincere servitor will again be reminded of the Supreme Person. So we see here, Priyavrat Maharaj accepted material entanglement, but only because of the order of the Lord or his representative of the Supreme Lord. And apparently it may happen that he had forgotten the Supreme Lord. He had forgotten his spiritual life which he was undergoing with Narad Muni. But here Srila Jiva Goswami clarifies, if because of intense engagement in devotional service sometimes makes one forget the personality of Godhead, by Krishna's arrangement such a sincere servitor will again be reminded of personality of Godhead. Like we know this famous pastime of Srila Prabhupada and one of his sannyasi disciples in Vrindavan, who was given the service to construct the Radha Krishna Balaram temple, Radha Shyam Sundar temple in Vrindavan. And this sannyasi disciple of Srila Prabhupada asked Srila Prabhupada that I am so busy counting the cement bags and steel bars throughout the day that I hardly get time to chant. I thought I came to Vrindavan to chant 64 rounds and visit various temples and chant and like that. But Srila Prabhupada told him that if you sincerely work and give your full attempt to construct this Krishna Balaram temple, even at a time of death, if you forget Krishna, then Lord Chaitanya will personally come and come into your consciousness, into your mind and remind you of the Supreme Lord. So this promise Prabhupada did not give out of sentiment or just to say I will be reminded, but it's based on the scriptures. We see here with Narad Muni's case and Jiva Goswami's explanation, that Srila Jiva Goswami is explaining, if somebody out of intense engagement in devotional service, if somebody forgets the Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord makes arrangement. And even if somebody may not be highly advanced, we see when the Supreme Lord makes arrangement, then he can be reminded of Krishna. For example, there is some story of one devotee, I don't know exactly details, in New Vrindavan. And at one point of time, they wanted to leave New Vrindavan, the association of devotees. And they went out. But somehow or Krishna arranged, first they went to airport, then there are devotees distributing books, then they went to some other place, maybe there were devotees. Then they thought, where we can go where there are no devotees? They thought, let us go to see some movie in the theater. So this is the place of Maya. So they went to the theater, they wanted to get away. And in the theater they were seeing some nice movies. But in that movie, there was a shot of devotees doing kirtan. So they could understand that Krishna is not leaving them. Wherever they go, devotees are coming in front of them to remind of Krishna, and certainly they, after so many attempts to escape from devotees which were not successful, they certainly came back to the temple and started practicing devotional service. Sometimes it may be quick like this, sometimes it may be little delayed, but Krishna never forgets his devotees. Somehow or other he will always keep in mind. We may forget Krishna. We may forget Krishna like Narad Muni out of intense devotional service, or sometimes we may forget Krishna just physically forgetting because of getting entangled with material nature. But however we forget Krishna, Krishna never forgets the devotees who have even done little devotional service. He always protects. And therefore we see serve Krishna is the goal of life. Devotees need not worry whether they will be successful, whether they will not be successful in spiritual life. That's up to Krishna. That's not the part of that's not what is taught in Bhagavad Gita. Gita it is said, mat chitta mat gata prana. And Krishna guarantees you will come back to me. If Krishna has guaranteed that we will come back to him, we need not doubt. If we doubt, then we don't have faith in Krishna's words. Our role is just to surrender to Krishna and engage in devotional service. And Krishna has guaranteed that one who surrenders like this, I will certainly take him back to the spiritual world. I will give him pure devotional service. So if Krishna has guaranteed, why we should doubt? Maybe I will not get. Maybe I am very fallen. Nobody is so fallen that Krishna cannot deliver him in this material world. So however fallen we may be, whatever condition nature we might have, we should surrender to Supreme Lord with full enthusiasm and energy. In fact, it should be done immediately. We should not waste any time. As we hear in this 11th canto itself, ahead when this Navi Yogendra, now we are discussing with this somebody in the down the line of family line of Maharaj Priyavrat, when this Navi Yogendra, they came to the place where Maharaj Nimi was performing great sacrifices. Maharaj Nimi immediately got up and he did not welcome them. He welcomed them in a very short way and he immediately asked them spiritual questions. And Srila Prabhupada explains, Yoga Swami explains, that Maharaj Nimi did not follow the normal etiquette of asking, how are you, what are you doing, is everything okay? Because of two reasons. Why did not Maharaj Nimi ask the formal question? This is because of two reasons. First reason is, he knew that these Navi Yogendras are pure devotees. And what is the point in asking them, how are you? They are certainly fully blissful, Krishna conscious, serving the Supreme Lord. Their only business is to be Krishna conscious. And nobody can stop them from doing that. There is no point in asking, how are you? And second very important point, Maharaj Nimi did not waste in asking such formal questions, was that he thought, it's my great fortune. It's my, like, causeless mercy, nothing else than that, that his great souls have come to my place. And I just don't know how long they will be here. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kai, Lava Matra. They have come on their own accord and they might leave immediately. So I should not waste even a moment because they can leave anytime. As soon as I see them, let me immediately ask some relevant spiritual questions. So Maharaj Nimi did not waste even one moment. He directly asked, please tell us what is the supreme good for the whole humanity. And then he asked successive few more questions. So in this way, Maharaj Nimi, he did not waste any time to take the mercy of the great devotees. So therefore, this we see here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakri Thakur is also making this point. He says, Priyavrata Maharaj was following devotional service very strictly. Having fully surrendered to great sage Devarshi Narad, Priyavrata Maharaj was strictly following all the devotional process and regulative principles under his direction. In regard to strictly following the regulative principles, Srila Vishwanatha Chakri Thakur has stated, Dandavat Pranavastam to Anupyatita. As soon as one sees spiritual master, he would immediately offer obeisances, following down like Dandavat. And by strictly following his directions, the students become advanced. Maharaj Priyavrata was doing all these things regularly. So especially once there was a pastime of Srila Prabhupada, that one disciple of Srila Prabhupada would offer full obeisances every time we would see Srila Prabhupada. Not only generally they said we should at least when we see the first time in the day the spiritual master, we should offer full obeisances. But this particular disciple was offering obeisances all the time. Whenever he would see Srila Prabhupada, he would offer full obeisances. And Srila Prabhupada noted that. He says, that is very good. He will make quick advancement. He will make quick progress in spiritual life. So it is said, Vishwanatha Chakri Thakur has stated that. So we see here, that whatever Srila Prabhupada said or did, is as per the scriptures. Acharya is quoting that. He is not doing anything. Sometimes people doubt that way. But all the activities are being referred by the Acharya. Here Srila Vishwanatha Chakri Thakur is stating, that by immediately offering obeisances unto the spiritual master and strictly following his directions, the student become advanced. So this is the mercy of spiritual master. And what is the real mercy? Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariya Aikya. The most important mercy of spiritual master is certainly his giving some Mahaprasad or some gift. that is certainly the mercy, but it may be available to someone or maybe not be available to everyone. But his most important mercy of spiritual master is hearing from him, his words. Sometimes people are very eager, some new devotees, so they want to reciprocate, they want to get some mercy which is physically seen. That's certainly very much important, and that nourishes our devotional life. I don't deny that fact. But we should understand that most important point of mercy of spiritual master is his instructions, in his lectures, and any other instructions like that. That is the most important, and that form is available to everyone. Only a few devotees might have been very close to Srila Prabhupada, but nobody was denied his association through sound vibration. Nobody is, even today nobody is denied. We have Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada himself said that my books are better than me. So we have such close association of Srila Prabhupada in the form of his Srimad Bhagavatam. Nobody can stop us from that. In whichever part of the world you are, we can at least carry a book of Srimad Bhagavatam. We know even our some congregation devotees had carried books somehow or other to place where it was very difficult to carry spiritual books, especially Vedic scriptures. So it's possible. If you have strong desire, somehow or other, Krishna will arrange for association of devotees or some books. It just comes up. So Srila Prabhupada's mercy is his books. And what is our receptacle? We have to be receptive. And our qualification is humility. If we are humble, then the mercy which is coming in the form of sound vibrations is fully received. As it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Tad Viddhi Pranipatena Pariprashnina Sevaya Upadeshanti Te Jnanam Jnaninas Tattva Darshina. What are the three activities to be done? First is Pranipat. So we have to surrender. So that requires humility. To surrender to somebody, it requires humility. We just can't, a man with an ego cannot go and surrender to somebody. So Tad Viddhi Pranipatena Pariprashnina. We have to ask question in a submissive mode. That also requires humility. And sevaya. First surrender and then service. So we will serve only somebody when we are. Otherwise it's difficult for proud persons to serve. Once like Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to give a mercy or opportunity to serve to actually a non-devotee. There's one past time that Srila Prabhupada went to some departmental store or some public place. I don't know which place. And he was sitting in the chair, and there was the receptionist, a woman was there, a man was there, and he was talking with them. And then Srila Prabhupada told, "Can I get a glass of water?" And that woman said, "Yes, see, there is a cooler, you can go and take it." But Srila Prabhupada just sat for some time. And then again he asked, "Can I get a glass of water?" And again the same reply, "Yes, there is a cooler, you can go and get it." Srila Prabhupada was purposefully asking that way. That means that man or woman can get some Agnyan Sukruti by serving a devotee, and he can progress. Srila Prabhupada could also see that there is a cooler, and he could also go and drink a glass of water. So when spiritual master gives some service, we should not think it's our qualification. It's our chance, it's our mercy, and so that we can render some service. In a similar way, when spiritual master is speaking, it's our most important fortune to go and hear from him. And that is the most important part of our spiritual life. We see Priyat Maharaj, he was hearing from Narad Muni. All Bhagavatam, what is Bhagavatam? Question and answers means hearing and speaking. But these questions and answers are different than the one mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami in 2nd canto, 1st chapter, that Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nunam Santi Sahastrasa. These questions and answers of spiritual topics which are being spoken by great devotees are different. So we should understand the most. This is parampara, means hearing from spiritual master. That is parampara. We don't remember what gift Jiva Goswami received from Sanatan Goswami. Maybe we may know one or two cases, some pastimes. But we remember the gift. Which gift? That Jiva Goswami was chastised because apparently the pastime in which he became proud, and then he was also shown mercy. Then Jiva Goswami gave the service. What was the gift given to the next generation? That you take the books to Bengal. That was the gift. And that was the order. So this is very important. Sometimes, immaturely the people are devoted order, it may be the people, they think that we should be getting some physical gift from the spiritual master, which we get, we are fortunate, we should aspire for. But a real mercy is hearing. Or sometimes some people think, my spiritual master should be giving me some wonderful experience. Like in modern history of India, there is one Swami who says, when my spiritual master touched my head, I felt something like shock. And then the spiritual master said, I have lost my power because of giving you all the power. Srila Prabhupada says, nowhere in our whole Vedic history we hear the spiritual master giving a shock to his disciple. And then the spiritual master losing his power. Never then Narad Muni says, oh, I instructed you, Priyavrat Maharaj, no, I lost everything. So Narad Muni has instructed thousands of disciples, from most fallen hunters to the most advanced devotees like Vyasdev. But never was we hear that they felt some shock or they could see some lights. We hear that they heard the message, oral reception from the spiritual master. And that is the way. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chite Te Koriya Aikya. Arana Koriya Mane Asha. I have no other hope. I don't desire anything else. My only desire is to hear from the spiritual master. There can be one more desire, which is very compatible with this desire of hearing from the spiritual master. What is that one more desire? That desire is to become servant of the servant of the servant of the spiritual master. This is very important spiritual principle, that a devotee always aspires to become servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And this we see in the lives of our great Acharya Raghunath Das Goswami. When he went and surrendered to Lord Chaitanya handed him to Swarup Damodar Goswami. He told Raghunath Das Goswami, from today onwards, you are under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. He placed the hands in each other's hands, Swarup Damodar's hands in Raghunath Das Goswami's hand. So from that day onwards, whatever doubts Raghunath Das Goswami had, he did not ask any time directly to Lord Chaitanya. He asked through Swarup Damodar Goswami. Only once did he ask, but that is rare. Generally, he had full faith on Swarup Damodar Goswami and he accepted his authority. Whatever he would direct, he would perform devotional service, and he knew he is directly under the care of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you should understand this another principle of becoming servant of the servant of the servant is very important. And once His Holiness Radhakrishna Maharaj was telling one pastime in his own life that how Srila Prabhupada was very pleased when he exhibited this mood of becoming servant of the servant of servant. Once Srila Prabhupada was visiting New Vrindavan, and then he was sitting on the Vyasasan like this and ready to speak, and he finished maybe Radha Madhava or something, and it was time to garland Srila Prabhupada. So Radha Maharaj came with a garland and to put it around Srila Prabhupada. But in front of Srila Prabhupada, all the senior devotees, at that time the leader of that community, Ketan Prabhu, was sitting. So Maharaj came, Radha Maharaj came, and he did not garland Srila Prabhupada directly. But he was handing the garland to the senior devotees, Kirtanand Prabhu. And Srila Prabhupada, seeing that garland has come, he has bent his head down to accept the garland. But still, Radha Maharaj did not put the garland. He was giving it to Kirtanand Prabhu, you put. And Kirtanand Prabhu was telling, you put immediately. And in that way, Srila Prabhupada was with his head low for some time, it means few seconds. And ultimately, Kirtanand Prabhu took the garland and put it on the shoulders of neck of Srila Prabhupada. And when Srila Prabhupada raised his head, and then he was looking at Radha Maharaj in a very pleased mood. So the whole idea is these two principles are very important. One is hearing from the spiritual master, and second is to become the servant of the servant of the servant of spiritual master. Not directly, yes, is the prerogative of spiritual master to decide whom he wants to make close devotees and externally and not close devotees. But our prerogative is to become servant of the servant of the servant, and that's our desire. And in this way, as we see here, Maharaj Priyavrat and his whole great family, they perfected their spiritual life. In a similar way, if we remain, like we take the vows at the time of initiation, I'll become the servant of the servant of the servant in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, then suddenly Srila Prabhupada will come and remind us of Lord Chaitanya, who will remind us of Lord Krishna, the time of death, our only role is to surrender to Lord Chaitanya and serve the Supreme Lord. And in this way the perfection will be guaranteed. Hare Krishna. Some comments. Srila Prabhupada going to
Hare Krishna. Sometime when the spiritual master instructs something from us, but from our point of view it appears that, you know, actually in one sense it may be impractical from our point of view. Then what should we do?
We should humbly, we should not be any time in the mood to instruct spiritual master. We can humbly put our propositions, that's in the Vaishnava etiquette manual. We can humbly put our propositions and then whatever spiritual master decides, we accept it. But we should never be in the mood that we know better, or we are instructing spiritual master. We can put our forward some points which we think may be relevant in full humility, and then the rest depends on spiritual master. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Granthrāj Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
ठीक है, उस नाइट बॉय, रुको रुको, एक मिनट, दूसरा सर,
क्या हुआ?
बैग हटा दे.